It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter, which we call Get It Off Your Chest, in memory of a feature that we used to do on the radio back in the day called Get It Off Your Chest. And that music might mean something to some of you, because that's the music we used back in the day on Get It Off Your Chest. So, let me tell you about Get It Off Your Chest. It's the most random episode of the Opinions Matter podcast, because it is just us literally rambling and getting stuff off our chest. So, every afternoon, we broadcast our Opinions Matter podcast live on our Facebook page. And before we get to the main topic of the day, we sit here in the studio and we waffle the ears off each other. We get shit off our chest. So there's myself and Jeremy and Katie from time to time talking the most random rubbish. And it is that random rubbish that you will hear on this episode of Get It Off Your Chest. So what are we going to be talking about? Amongst other things, we'll hear about Jeremy literally falling off his chair when he heard that a certain star that he was always a big fan of is actually gay. We had an argument over whether or not Father Ted is a funny comedy or not. And why Jeremy, this story, why Jeremy actually wore women's underwear for 3 days. And it's a true story as well. I hope you enjoy this episode. It is very random. It's completely unedited. And we're about to begin. Let's start last Friday. How'd you get on with your sauna?
It's actually
nobody cares.
No, but it's nice, isn't it?
What?
It does a lot for you, saunas, don't they?
No, I find them boring.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like the steam room?
I prefer the steam room to a sauna, yeah.
I like the smell of wood in the sauna. You know that smell
That's
of wood?
That's your own business.
Sorry?
That's your own business.
Well, no, it's not.
Don't be bringing other people into your shit.
What are you talking about? I love the smell of wood.
No, seriously.
What?
Very inappropriate.
It's inappropriate that I love the smell of carpet.
Yeah, that's my point, yeah.
No, but I love the smell of carpet.
And wood.
In fact, I was once, true story, I was once kicked out of a shop for smelling a woman's carpet.
Really?
Yep.
So what, you just walked over and sniffed?
I walked up, but she was there.
Yeah.
And I walked over and I said, if you don't mind, and I went down on my knees and started sniffing her carpet. And she says, get your nose out of that, that's my carpet. You know, when they're on the big rolls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, well, you haven't bought it yet. You don't own it.
But like, you don't buy a carpet because of its smell. You buy it for its...
Oh, no, I do. I buy a carpet because of its smell.
Really?
Yeah. We need the travellers coming around selling the carpets again. They were great old days.
Ah, yeah, but they sold you shite.
Oh, allegedly.
No, well, there's no alleged.
No, you'll have Pavi Point on to you.
Not at all,
you'll have
no.
Your woman on. What's her name?
No, they sold muck.
Oh, your woman's going to come on to
who?
You. The one that's in the building.
In the building.
Lovely woman. What's
your
her name?
Your one who's in the building.
What's her name?
Eileen.
Eileen? Eileen what?
Flynn.
Eileen Flynn. You're going to
Senator.
Have work. You literally...
Senator Flynn.
Senator Flynn, also a member of the travelling community.
Correct, yes.
And it's
yes,
great
yes.
that she's representing...
That's a lovely lady, yeah.
She is lovely. But you just said that travellers made shite carpets.
No, I didn't say they made shite because they didn't make the carpets.
Oh, did they not?
No. They sold shite carpets.
I tell you why, the traveller... If you're listening, you're a member of the travelling community, yeah?
Yep.
You need to start going door to door doing stuff again. My lawnmower has a blunt blade.
But your garden is only about 2 feet wide, so you don't need a blunt blade will do it.
Oh, like the scissors for my hair would do it. No, but the blade on my lawnmower is blunt, and travellers used to come around, yeah?
I don't remember them.
Yeah, they used to come around. Can I do the... Yeah, you can't do the accent, can you?
No, not really. No, I wouldn't.
Why?
I wouldn't, boss. I wouldn't.
But you would...
I wouldn't.
You just call me boss.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Okay, boss.
Okay, I wouldn't.
But they would call to your door and they'd say, do you want your... I would love you washed out. No, they'd say, do you want your lawnmower blade sharpened?
Yeah.
And you'd say yes, and you'd give them the blade off the lawnmower and they'd sharpen it and they'd come back excellent. Why don't they do that anymore? I need someone to sharpen my blades. I need some cheap carpet, some cheap rug, yeah?
Yeah.
And I need someone to wash my windows.
Do that yourself, you lazy bastard.
No, I'll never wash windows. Absolutely not. It's the one thing I... You remember Meatloaf?
What's wrong with cleaning windows?
Remember Meatloaf sang that song, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. He was talking about
he wasn't talking
That's
about
That's exactly what that song is
There's
about.
No line in there with the word window in
no,
it.
No, no, it's called
Subliminal.
Subliminal. So Meatloaf goes, I'm doing anything for love. Yeah, that's what he sings.
That sounds like him on his deathbed. Now, God love me, he is since passed away, but...
Is Meatloaf dead? No, what? He's not.
Meatloaf's dead years.
No, he's not.
Where have you been?
Well, yesterday I was in the sauna.
No, Meatloaf died a few years ago.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Meatloaf is dead.
Yes, Mr. Loaf has passed away.
I'll be the judge of that. Wait,
I know he died.
How did this pass me? Meatloaf.
Are you telling me you don't remember Meatloaf dying?
Meatloaf is a dish made of
No, that's not... That's dead.
Meatloaf is dead.
That'll make you dead.
Hang on, Meatloaf singer.
Yeah, yeah. There, look, he died in 2022.
Well, his name was Michael Adey. Who knew that?
But he's gone. 6 years. 4 years.
Well, there you go. You needed to publicise that a bit more, to be honest with you, because I didn't know about it. You kept that very quiet, Mr. Adey, Mr. Loaf.
Well, he should have advertised that he had passed away.
But there should have been more of a hullabaloo.
It was
about
the fucking front page news. What more do you want?
No. I read the newspaper.
Mr. Loaf passes away.
No. That's ridiculous. This is a conspiracy. He's not dead.
But he actually is.
But why was that not...
I'm sure he wishes he wasn't dead.
Why was that not breaking news?
It was the lead story.
But how did I miss that?
Headline on the Irish Independent, Mr. Loaf passes away.
I don't read the mainstream media. No.
I was in the even in the...
No, don't read
the other shite media.
Don't read the mainstream media. No. They've all got a government agenda.
It was on Gripped. I saw it. Yeah.
Oh, Gripped said it.
Mr. Loaf passes away.
Mr. Loaf passes away. Yeah. How did I miss that? Can you tell me someone else who's dead?
Why?
Well, who died that I should know about?
Michael Jackson. He's
now, my
dead.
Mother. If you talk to my mother,
is she not? She's not dead, is she?
No.
Well, why are you saying not my mother?
Well, no, I always said my mother would outlive your mother, and she's flying along there, flying along. She's going to skydive next
week. That's not really a nice thing to say.
She's doing a skydive next week.
Yes, yeah, she is. Yeah,
she is.
Is she going to be pushed out of the plane?
No, she's jumping out of an airplane for charity.
No.
Yes.
That's not happening. Don't be telling lies.
What do you mean that's not happening. You're going to stop her doing it.
No, it's not. You're telling lies.
I never tell lies on this podcast.
I want proof that Mrs. Dixon is going to jump out of an aeroplane.
What sort of proof do you want?
A video. I want to see the video.
So you... No, I won't go up in the plane while she's up there. No, she's doing it for charity. Anyway, who else is dead?
At 101 years of age.
Who else died that I should know about?
Who else do you want to know?
But is your man that does Buzz Lightyear dead? Is he still around?
No, he's still around, yeah.
He's still around, yeah. Okay, that's good.
The voice actress from Lilo and Stitch, she died.
Very sad that was.
Yeah, he's only a young one.
What about, is this person dead? Your man. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow, is he dead?
No, he's gay. He's not dead.
Oh, he's not gay.
Oh, no, he declared this a couple of years ago.
No. Now you're making up shit like... Oh, let me... This was on the front page of The Independent. Gripped did this. Oh, Gripped would love that story.
They would. Barry Manilow is gay. It's out there.
But it's always the ones you least suspect.
Really?
It really is.
Is that what you thought the day you went to his gig?
Blow me over with a feather.
I'd say he'd love to.
I am... No, genuinely... Shocked.
You're shocked that Barry Manilow's gay.
I'm sure you can't say that. He'll probably sue you.
I don't think he listens to Opinions Matter.
But all his songs were about loving women.
Yeah.
He made Mandy come.
What?
He made Mandy come.
He did not.
Yes, he did. The song said, I remember all. What's the chorus of that song is, Oh Mandy, you came.
Barry Manilow is not only gay.
He's dead.
He's been with his husband and manager, Gary, for nearly 50 years.
Fake news. Propaganda. Propaganda by the LGBTQ brigade.
No, propaganda. No, they privately married in California in 2014.
What do you mean privately married? I privately married.
What?
I privately.
No, you didn't. You never shut up about the fucking thing. Getting married. I'm getting married. You never shut up. I'm getting married, Lanzarote. Lanzarote. Don't you come. Tell me I'm lying.
Sorry, I was by a public, and this is a true story, guys.
These are two stories.
A very well-known publication. This is, God honestly, I'll be struck dead now by lightning, yeah? Although, indoors.
It'd be a bit weird.
I was asked, when I got married, guys, X amount of years ago, yeah? A very well-known publication, offered me money to sell our wedding photographs to them. True story.
What, the Bray people?
It wasn't, what's the Bray people?
The Wicklow people.
No, wasn't it? A very well-known publication. This is true. When I put up on Facebook and get married next week.
That's what I said. You never shut up about it. Get married. Not to Lanzarote, get married.
Very well-known publication.
Now, what was the publication? Come on, name names.
Okay, the amount was 150 quid.
All right, okay.
It was the Gazette. So will you send us over a couple of
pics and we'll put them in?
A couple of JPEGs there of your wedding day and we'll put them. Okay, they didn't offer me any money. They just said, can we publish the photographs? And I didn't. I'm getting married.
That's all you kept saying.
Anyway, getting back to that was a long, very, very long-winded way. And again, who says this podcast isn't educational? You learned that Paul McCartney's gay. No, it's not Paul McCartney.
No. Who's certainly
gay?
Not. No.
Who's gay? Well, first of all, you learned that Meatloaf is gay and dead. Or dead.
No, you can't say that about him.
Gay, not dead.
No, dead not gay. Yeah.
He's dead, not gay. Okay, Meatloaf, dead, not gay.
Yeah, he's dead, okay, though.
But he's not gay.
Yeah.
And Barry Manilow, not dead, but gay.
Correct.
I refuse to believe that.
So both stories are made up.
But he was at the Copacabana.
What? See, that was about 40 years ago.
He was off riding Lola.
He was still at the Copacabana.
He was giving Lola an L length.
I think Nola was his nickname.
But he made Mandy come.
He didn't.
How many? Can you say you made Mandy come?
No. Yeah, but your Westlife did as well, all five of them.
It was a five-man job, wasn't it? Anyway, to finish off the question that Adrian asked me, why don't I clean my own windows?
Yeah.
As Barry Manilow once said,
I'm gay.
That's... No, as Meatloaf once said, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. Honestly, I will refuse to do that.
I don't mind cleaning windows. It's very therapeutic.
Hang on a second.
Barry, what?
I have to Google a picture of Barry Manilow.
Yeah, he's just...
I never got gay vibes from him.
Really?
I know. Ladies
and
gentlemen.
Come on now, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I normally am a good... I've a gaydar.
That photograph over there, seriously.
Everybody looked like that in the 60s.
Not at all. Look at him.
You looked like that in the 60s.
No, I did not.
You had a chain around your neck.
Nah, that's as gay as Christmas.
But I normally have... You know I do. Normally... Like, say you're our other friend who hasn't come out yet.
Oh, he's definitely gay.
Yeah, but I spotted that before you.
No, you did not.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being gay.
Nothing whatsoever.
In fact, I'd rather be gay than be straight.
And be proud of being gay.
But I'd rather be gay than be straight.
So why would you say Barry kept it in the closet for all those years?
Well, I don't believe it.
Well, he did.
I don't, because, again... Right,
Barry Manilow husband. And you'll see a photograph of him and his husband.
I'm terrified what come up here.
Yeah, there you go. Look, there they are. Look. Ooh. Yeah, happy as Larry.
Sorry, I just can't see it. I just can't picture Barry in that position, if you'll pardon the pun. Can't see it. He's so manly, though.
Her really?
Name was Lola. Yeah. I write the song that make the whole... Oh, all those belters. Could it be magic now? And the moves on the stage. No. Barry, you're living a lie. You're living a lie.
No, he was living a lie. Now he's not.
No. You need to come over to our side of things. I've many, many... My mother would get up on Barry Manilow.
Oh, Jesus.
After she does the skydive. Go on, Mags, get up there.
Well, Mrs. Dixon.
Oh, she is going to be. I have to text her now.
Matthew Perry, by the way, has passed away.
What's she going to say? No, gay and dead or dead and gay?
I don't know what his leanings were, actually.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry, Chandler.
I know,
is dead.
I knew that. Yeah. I'm going to have to text my mother now.
To tell her not to do the skydive.
No.
Barry Manilow's off the market.
Oh, no, I hope she does the skydive. I got the property valued a couple of weeks ago. Let's just say I won't need to sit in this shithole of a studio with you for the next...
Oh, that'd be great.
The rest of my dying days.
Take your name off the door.
Let's just say a windfall is coming my way. But I have to text her now and tell her...
Barry Manilow's off the market.
How do I break that to her?
Just say, what would rhyme with Mandy?
Randy.
Yep, that was his name.
Barry Manilow doesn't love Mandy.
He loves Randy.
He loves a bit of Randy.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
So myself and Adrian were talking about football, and I love football. As you know, I live for football.
Great Brazilian match there last night.
Yeah. I like football. I like most sports. Name a sport that I don't like.
Table tennis.
No, I don't like rugby, obviously.
Why? What do you mean, obviously?
Well, I never liked rugby.
Oh, rugby's a great sport.
By the way, I'll talk about something else in a minute. It's completely separate. But it was on after the match yesterday. It was an episode of Father Ted on the telly.
Yeah.
Now, I've never seen Father Ted before.
which is a bit strange in itself. But
no, lads, I've never watched an episode of it. Just wasn't. It was like, what year was that out?
96.
I'm sure it was 5 years of age. I wasn't
five.
5 years of age in 1996. There you go. I said it. I said it. There you go. It's written down. I never saw an episode of. People say, when I said tell people this, they go, you're joking. I swear to God, I've never seen
not
an episode.
Not one.
No, not one episode of Fatherhood. The only thing I may have seen is if I'm flicking through TikTok, I may see. Like, I know that they did a Paddy's Day special where there was a, was it a fashion show or something like that? Am I getting this completely wrong?
Well, it wasn't a Paddy's Day special.
Okay. My Lovely Horse or something like that.
It was
that.
A piss take of the Rose of Tralee.
Is that what it was? Okay, that's the only clip I've ever seen on TikTok.
The only clip you've ever seen. Then they did a piss take of the Eurovision.
There was another clip where... Who played Father Ted? I don't know anything about Father Ted, okay? But who played Father Ted?
The late, great Dermot Morgan.
So, is he not the... Hello, Ted. Hello, Ted. Is that not him?
No.
Who's he?
That's Ardal O'Hanlon. He's still around.
Okay, he's still around.
Better still does the ads for Specsavers.
Okay, I saw an episode of, or a clip of Father Ted, where Father Ted, which one is Father Ted again?
Dermot Morgan.
There's one that's old and one that's young. And
Dermot
that's,
Morgan, the grey hair.
The one that's young is a bit dopey.
Yeah, that's Ardal O'Hanlon.
So who's the older one?
Father Ted!
So there's an episode where Father Ted is looking out the window and he has a moustache on, like a Hitler moustache.
Yes, yeah.
Is that a famous episode?
It is, very famous
episode. I saw that clip recently.
I believe you're racist now, Father.
Is that where that line comes from?
Yeah.
Never knew that. So, anyway, I was watching RTE yesterday evening and they're pulling out all the stops, lads. They're pulling out all the stops because at 7:30 last night they showed an episode of Father Ted.
Yeah.
And it was an episode, I'll tell you how shite it was, I can't even remember what happened in it. But I know the gay fella was on it.
The gay fella?
That does the talk show now.
The gay...
Hello, you're here, hello. Look, he's on the sofa tonight. What's his name?
You wouldn't say that to his face. You're talking about Graham Norton.
Graham Norton.
You wouldn't say that to his face.
So why would I... Wasn't having to go up to him and go, hello, Graham Norton here. Why would I say that? He was a priest in it.
Yeah.
Didn't even know that.
He was in several episodes.
Anyway, it came on. What's the theme tune?
You're a fool of a man. No. That's not the theme.
I think it is.
It's absolutely not.
Okay.
This is the theme for Father Ted.
That's what I just did.
No, it's not. Do you know who that piece of music is
by? No, don't care.
The Divine Comedy.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you're a fool of a man.
So it came on and I said, I'll give this a shot. I'll try anything once.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
No, you'd be right.
You're renowned for it, actually.
No, I'm not renowned. There's nothing.
The word around town is you'll try anything once.
No, but I will.
No, so I believe.
My mantra is, and it'll be written on my gravestone, don't knock it until you've tried it.
Yeah, absolutely.
For mushrooms. Sorry.
Mushrooms?
Just can't. Can't bring,
any type of mushroom?
Can't bring myself. Oh, God, no. I'd eat dick before I'd eat a mushroom. I don't think that's an option, by the way, but I'm just...
Breaded mushrooms?
I don't care how you fuck
garlic
them.
Mushrooms?
You can cook them in whatever it's cooked.
Magic mushrooms? No mushrooms?
You can cook them in an angel's delight, all you care. I will not touch a mushroom. That's the only thing I want.
No, I'm glad to hear you won't touch like the magic ones. They're not really...
Touch a mushroom. Can't.
Really?
But I'll try anything else. So I said I'll sit down and I will see what the whole fuss is about. Now, welcome to 1994.
Yeah, I know.
Go on, do pick up the phone and go 1994 is on the phone.
It's 96 anyway, but go on. Yeah.
So I said, I'll sit down and I'll watch it because it was on before the match and I was waiting for the match to come on.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
And I said, RTE, pulling out all the stops. They literally went into the warehouse and found an old tape from 1995 and went, we'll put that on and people will watch that. And no.
So come on, what happened in this episode?
Your man. Hello, who's on the couch tonight? Graham Norton was there playing a priest.
I don't think Graham Norton has ever said that. But anyway, go on.
And... He's singing like that song by Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. That's the whole hook of the show.
Oh, is this the one that was set in the cave?
Yes, it's in a cave and there's people watching in a cave.
Yeah, and do you know who's in that?
I don't know. Don't care.
Osama
bin Laden.
No, your man
he was always in caves.
One foot in the grave.
Victor Meldrew.
He was in it. He was in that episode.
Didn't see him. Did not see him.
He was outside the cave.
That's how much it was shite. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Graham Lennon. I'm a big fan of Graham Lennon and his work.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, you'd be one of the few. At present, anyway.
I'm only joking. Hey, Glinners, if you're listening, I don't think he does listen. This was obviously before Glinners went down the trans rabbit hole, was it?
Correct, yes.
He's down the trans rabbit hole now.
He's way down there.
Literally eating the bunnies. He's so far down the rabbit hole. But I'm sorry, Graham, if you're listening. No, it did.
Can I tell you that is absolute sacrilege to say that?
I'm sorry, but I can't.
Ted, one of the staple...
I'm not going to force myself to like something. Like, there's a couple of things I've tried in life, yeah?
I've heard that as well,
and at the start, I didn't like it. I had to be pressured into it.
I did.
Persuaded is the word, persuaded.
Yeah.
I'll try it. You might close your eyes and you might like it. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, think of something else and you might like it, yeah? And I got it after a while. This is one, I'm telling you now, I just couldn't. And I know probably...
I don't believe it!
But no, that's one foot in the grave.
Yeah, but he said that in that episode of Father Ted, you fool.
But I just don't... First of all, the laughter on it is canned laughter.
It was actually filmed in front of an audience.
No, that laughter's not real.
It was filmed in front of a live audience.
So you have Graham Norton going, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, would you do the fan on the credit? Hey, that's hilarious! Fuck me. It was... Put it this way, yeah? 2 weeks ago, I went for a prostate exam.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm very proud of you. Well done.
Well, your man has cancer, so it's back in the fold.
Who?
Your man.
Who? Who wants to be a millionaire? So because of him, you went...
His name is Jeremy, and he has cancer.
Yeah.
So I figured it was about...
It's running amongst Jeremys.
Yeah, Jeremys are getting cancer at a higher rate. So I went and got my prostate done. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear that, but...
No, I'm glad to hear it as well. But can I just say my prostate exam...
Yep.
Was less painful than that episode. I'm sorry. What am I missing?
It's just hilarious.
I think the people that think
Did you ever see the episode?
Stop asking me about... What part of I've never seen any episode? The only episode I saw was Graham Norton in a cave.
What about Pat Mustard riding around the island?
Is he your man from Cluedo?
No, he was the milkman.
Colonel Mustard?
No, Pat Mustard.
Why are you talking to me about stuff?
He was riding all the Elwons on the island. Do you not remember that one?
I did not see any episode.
And then Dougal wanted to replace him as the milkman.
I think when most people...
Those women were in the nip! That's what he said at the end of the episode.
I think most people who think that that's a good show, it's like when people say Mosny was a great place to go for your holidays.
That was back in the day.
That was a shithole.
No.
Sorry, I nearly drowned there because they didn't have...
Served you right.
They didn't have light. They wouldn't pay for fucking lifeguards.
Proper order.
They literally wouldn't
pay
for...
Who needs to save you?
Sorry, if I had died in Mosny,
yeah,
in 1989, this podcast wouldn't be around now.
No, it would be.
You'd be literally sitting on O'Connor Bridge with a little cellophane cup in your hand going, please, I used to be big on the radio. And then my partner died. I can't do the show without him. Tap me. I'm tapping. You'd be literally begging on O'Connor Bridge for money. You're here because of me.
I'm here because of you.
Oh, you are here because of me.
You actually believe that, don't you?
But it's the truth.
Yeah, whatever.
So my point is, guys, is when you remember back to things of your childhood, they were a lot better than they seemed.
So you're telling me that Father Ted is a lot better than it seemed?
So my parents, when we were kids, used to bring me to the Silver Strand in Wicklow.
Oh, great beach.
And when I was a kid, I thought that was like...
Heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth. I used to sing that song by Tiffany. Ooh, baby, there's a place on earth.
It wasn't Tiffany.
I think you find it was.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Tiffany...
No.
Heaven is a place on earth.
No, Tiffany, I think we're alone now.
Yes, our follow-up to a thing. Sorry.
No, you're a fool of a man.
Hang on a sec. I'm going to show Adrian something that's going to blow all your minds.
Ooh, baby, do you know it's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. And you think that was Tiffany?
Look whose number I have on my phone.
Yeah, and?
I have Tiffany's number on my phone.
But at least you could know what fucking song she sang.
Actually, Tiffany's number. You know where she lives?
I couldn't care less.
But we ring her.
No.
And sing the song to her. Come on, let's ring her.
Tiffany.
Ooh, Tiffany, do you know?
That's not her song.
What was a cover version?
No, it's not her song.
It is her song. Anyway. Oh,
you're a fool of a man.
When I used to go to the Silver...
One of our listeners knows who sang that. Yeah, there you are. Pat O'Connor knows who sings it. Look.
Pat O'Connor the fella from Father Ted that was riding around rings around him?
What?
Well, that's Pat Mustard.
Pat Mustard, yeah.
So when I used to go to the Silver Strand as a kid, I used to think it was a heaven on earth, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This is the nicest beach. I used to go back home that day and used to blag to my friends and go... Lads, I'm after having the best air. I was on the nicest beach in the world. I went there last year with the kids and the kids looked around and went, Dad, this is shite. Can we go home? My point is, you have skewed memories of things from your childhood.
I wasn't a child when I was watching Father Ted. I was a grown adult.
Well, that's even worse. That's even worse. So I think a lot of people who think Father Ted was the greatest thing ever on the TV haven't watched it.
I didn't say it was the greatest thing ever, but it was.
It's
it was
just not funny.
It was funny.
And your man, there's a fella sitting in the chair with fucking dribble all over his face. He actually reminds me of you.
That's Father Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, drink, girls, arse.
Reminds me of you. Literally reminds me of you.
That was his thing.
Did you model yourself on
no,
him?
No, I didn't. No. That was his thing.
But that's not funny.
Oh.
So he said it like 5 minutes into the episode, yeah?
Drink, girls!
Dougal says, how are you, Father... Father what?
Jack.
How are you, Father Jack?
Drink, freckers!
Oh, okay. Then 10 minutes later, like, you know the way I drag the arse out of my jokes? Hello, Glinners! How come there was no trans characters in Father
Jack? That's
Ted?
A good question. That's a very good question. Ladies and gentlemen, good. Oh, by the way, it was Belinda Carlisle sang Heaven is a Place on Earth, you absolute uneducated fool.
No, but Tiffany sang the original.
She didn't.
She did the cover version.
She didn't, actually. In fact, Belinda Carlisle had a hit with that before Tiffany was even a thing. I have Tiffany's number in my phone. Can I just tell you, the vast majority of people listening to this podcast now are thinking, who the fuck is Tiffany anyway? Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinions Matter.
What's this? That would be an ecumenical matter.
That's another line out of Father Ted.
But what does that mean?
That would be an ecumenical matter.
Why are these losers all texting in?
What?
Why are these losers
down
all texting
with this sort of thing? Down with this sort of thing.
Why are they all texting quotes? I have to say.
That'll tell you how brilliant a show
what's
was.
What's Ian McWilliams, you're all virgins.
What?
You're all virgins. Anybody who's quoting...
I just did quote. Down with that sort of thing.
Anybody who quotes 80s TV shows...
Be careful now.
Why? What have I
That's
said?
That's another quote.
I've gone too far.
It's another quote.
Anybody who quotes 80s TV
shows... This was a 90s TV show.
What are you talking about, Adrian?
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
Here's a question that... without Googling this, guys,
yeah.
It's a question that came up at a pub quiz. I was at a... Have you ever been to a pub quiz?
Not in years, no. Because
have we time to talk about the pub
no,
quiz?
No, we don't have time.
Oh, we do.
No, because you want me to do that and that.
Ah, yeah.
And the whole shooting caboodle.
No, it's the whole shooting gallery.
No,
it's the whole kit and caboodle.
Kit and caboodle.
You're confusing two idioms.
Idioms?
An idiom is an expression.
So you said an idiom.
You said the whole shooting caboodle.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No, you're confusing two separate things. The whole shooting gallery. Say that.
The whole shooting gallery, yeah.
Say that. So my missus went into town yesterday. Repeat after me.
No, she didn't. We only came home for our holidays yesterday.
Repeat after me. My missus went into town yesterday.
My missus went into town yesterday.
And she came home with the whole shooting gallery. Say it.
She came home with the whole shooting gallery. She wasn't shooting.
No, she was the whole shooting gallery. Bags on her arms. Now, yeah?
Yeah. My kids.
Are always looking for money.
Well, they're not. They're independent young people.
Because they want to buy the kit and caboodle.
I
don't even know what a kit and caboodle is. What was this comment about? Sorry, I was at a pub quiz a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Great, they are.
Well, not really. Oh. Mobile phones ruined pub quizzes.
No, you weren't allowed to have your mobile phone.
Ah, yeah.
No, the mobile phone had to be turned upside down and there's checkers going around. Anyway, the question was, let's see if anybody...
By the way, I can speak into my watch and get answers to questions now.
Sure, what do you ever tell you to fuck off?
Huh?
That you're boring it. You're a very boring man.
What are you talking about?
You're just a very boring individual.
Ask me a question, I'll see, can I answer?
No, because that'll spoil, without using Google, everybody. In the song...
Yeah.
Because this came up in the pub quiz 2 weeks ago and I got it right.
Okay, come on.
I was the only one... No, I'm not letting you use your phone, you prick.
Well, I wasn't going to use my phone, I was going to use my watch.
I was the only person in the pub that got the question right. In the song Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega.
Yeah, yeah. The late Lou Bega. He died years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
No loss to the music industry.
Why? It was a great song.
He had one song.
Oh, yeah.
His whole contribution to music industry is that song. I'm sorry if you're passing, Lou, but...
He's not listening.
It's not like the death of Michael Jackson or Elvis. Anyway, what's the first woman's name to be mentioned in the song Mambo Number 5? Nobody ever... I know it. I happen to know because I play the song every bloody week. That's why my gigs are packed. What's the first woman's name to be mentioned in the song Mambo Number 5? We could be here all day.
Pamela.
No.
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 Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not Pamela. No, I've no idea.
Come on.
What's the first?
Oh, Jesus, Darren Brilly stays in the Gloria Palace in Gran Canaria, Puerto Rico. That's where my mother goes.
Oh, really?
Jeez, I wouldn't want her bumping into Darren in the...
Why, what's... In the swimming pool?
No, anywhere on the way back, in the hallway of the hotel.
Why, what's Darren doing on you?
A fucking scene from The Shining. Here's Johnny! Darren be knocking on the door with a hacksaw. Here's Johnny! Here's Darren! Oh, sorry, be more. Oh, here's Darren! Here, are you Jeremy's mother? Why are you staying here in the garb, you balance? Here, I'm knocking down your door! What's the first woman's name to be mentioned in the song Mambo? Number five.
And Paul Brady says, I got a ride to that song in Santa Ponza.
Paul, you haven't did the
That just didn't happen.
You're still a virgin.
It just didn't happen.
It's not Monica.
Are you sure it's not Pamela?
No, no. I got the question right in the pub quiz. They were literally, everybody stood up and gave me a round of applause because it's such a hard question.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it not Monica?
Someone said, actually, somebody said, the quiz master, yeah, said that that question is as hard as what assassination caused the brink of World War One.
That's an easy question. Franz Ferdinand.
That is actually the answer.
I know it is.
I got that right as well. Yeah, no, very intelligent I am.
I'm just as intelligent because I got that.
I have to say, and I very rarely pay you a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
No, I haven't paid it yet.
Oh, okay.
I very rarely...
No, it's just even the thought that you're going to do it.
It's not a thought, it's reality. Yeah?
Yeah.
I very rarely... In fact, if someone met me on the street tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
And said, do you work with that Adrian Kennedy fella? Say something nice about him. I actually couldn't find anything.
But you're about to give me a compliment.
It's killing me to do it.
Go on, try it.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I feel dirty. If I was going to a pub quiz again, I'd like you and my team.
Oh, okay. I'll take that as a compliment.
No, it is a compliment.
Was it Monica?
No, we already got the Monica.
Okay.
Hello, Jeremy's mother. Open up there.
Oh, apparently Lou Bega is still alive. I fucked up there.
Oh, Jesus. I don't want you on the team
anymore.
Oh,
he's doing a gig in Germany this weekend. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, my God.
I was mixing him up. Do you know who I was mixing him up with?
Eddie Murphy.
No, the Scatman. Same.
I beg your pardon?
Scatman.
The Scatman?
Yeah, I was mixing him up with the Scatman, yeah.
Who's the Scatman?
I'm a Scatman.
Was his name actually Scatman?
Yeah, Scatman John.
It was Joe or something like that.
Scatman John he was called, but he's dead. Lou Beg, on the other hand, Lou, I do sincerely apologise. You're looking well, actually.
Yeah.
For somebody allegedly dead.
By the way, you can't say allegedly dead. They can't sue you over saying he's dead.
Oh, okay.
Do you honestly think people listening to this podcast now are going to cancel the tickets for that gig? Where is he playing?
He's playing in Germany and France. No, nobody's going to it anyway.
What sort of venues is that man playing? I know he is German, isn't he?
He is German,
yeah.
I never knew that.
Lubega is a very German name.
But his name is actually David Lubega Balemzi.
That's still not a German name.
No, not really.
Like, it's not exactly,
he's dead.
I didn't know Scatman died. When did he pass away?
Many years ago. Like, I thought Lou Bega was
from
dead.
From speaking like that, is that why he died?
Yes.
Anyway, in answer to the question, make a note of...
Sorry, Lou, I do apologise. Lou's playing in France this weekend.
Did he only have one hit?
Yeah.
What?
Like, what happens after Mambo Number 5 at the gig?
Yeah. I've always wondered that people who...
Or does he keep the song till the very end of the gig? Because he probably have to. Yeah, because it's the most popular song.
Martin's texting an RIP Scatman John. Fuck off, Martin. He's dead about 20 years.
He's dead a long time, But anyway, does Lou Bega keep Mambo Number 5 till the very end?
Lou Bega.
Him, yeah.
Lou Bega.
Does he keep it till the end of the gig?
Well, what's at the start of the gig?
And what happens for the first hour?
So he's on and
he's boring the knickers off.
Well,
you.
I went to see a band. Actually, I'm not embarrassed about saying this because it's quite a creddy band. Would have credibility. Yeah,
go on.
I went to see ABC 2 years ago.
ABC?
It's the look. It's the look. The look of love. It's the look.
What happens after that?
I went to the bar. No, well, they've so few hits.
Yeah.
I can't. That's the only hit I can think of. Oh, the other one. Bum, 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 ba, da, ba. Bum, 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 ba, da, ba. Would you like me on your quiz team?
No, certainly not.
Oh, what is this? Come on.
What's that? Ba, ba, da, da, da,
da. True Your Heart. What's the song? Oh, jeez, I was at the gig. How do I not know this? What's his name, the lead singer? He still looks the same as he did in the 80s. Very good looking
Martin
man.
Martin Fry.
Sorry?
Martin Fry.
Yes, please. What's the song?
You were at the gig.
Oh, my God. Shoot the arrow on your heart. What's it called?
Yeah.
Arrow through your heart.
Shoot that poison arrow. Poison arrow.
Poison. So he sang, it's the look, it's the look of love. Yeah.
Jeez, he hasn't changed at all, has he?
No, he still looks the exact same. Still has the blonde hair and all. Great band that I can't remember any of your hits. So they had Shoot the Poison Arrow.
Yeah, the look of love.
And the other one. I hear violence. What's that one?
I hear violence. What, fighting? People knocking lumps out of each other. I hear violence.
What's the one? Yeah, I hear violence. What's that song called? Da 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 da. I hear violence. Because everybody, what he does when he sings that song, he puts the microphone up to the crowd and we all go, I hear violence.
And what, they start hitting each other? I think he was probably saying, I hear violins.
Well, there you go. I've been calling that violence for the last... What's the name of the song? I hear violence.
And Smokey sings. You were at the fucking gig.
So anyway, I was at the ABC gig, guys.
Three songs they sang.
They sang that one. So Smokey Singing, yeah?
Yep.
The Arrow in the Heart and The Look of Love.
Yeah.
Which is all their hits. And then they called it halftime. Water break, like.
Yeah, and what happened in the second half?
So we went to the bar and came back out of the bar and went, oh, what's in store for us in the second part of this wonderful gig? No, I got the tickets free, I have to say.
So go on.
Thank you very much, MCD.
Yeah, what happened in the second half?
So the second half came out, and I was saying to my mate, who would be a music connoisseur.
Yeah.
Ian.
Oh, yeah, Ian. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ian would know his music. Yeah, cool. Ian would know his music.
Good man, Ian.
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 No, Ian. And I said to Ian, geez, what's going to happen in the second half? Because he's pretty much done
all the hits.
He's done his repertoire. I said, maybe he'll do covers. So it'll be ABC singing ABC, easiest one. So
what happened in the second half?
They did the whole fucking thing again.
All the songs?
They repeated the first half and the second half. So like he came out and he was like, okay, let's get ready for... No, he's not American. Where's he from?
He's from England somewhere.
All right, Jesus, have you enjoying the gig? Let's kick off the second half.
He wasn't Australian.
Ba-da-da, I hear violence. We just heard violence 10 minutes ago. Anyway, the answer to the question, guys, yes, is Angela. That's why we started the conversation.
Oh, about Mambo number 5. Sorry, so long ago, I've resurrected Lou Bega. He's now back from the dead.
He's back from the dead and doing gigs in post boxes in Germany.
Sorry, what was the answer again?
The first woman who's mentioned in that
song
is I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra and Rita.
Oh, well, I was nearly right. I got Pamela second.
Say you did.
I said Pamela.
Say you did. Anyway, Angela. So if you're ever going to a pub quiz, you'll want me on your team.
Oh, right. Is that the same Angela that's on this podcast regularly? No wonder he wrote a song about her.
That girl.
You can't say that.
I can't. She won't mind. Anyway, yes, please join my next... how are you on 16th century impressionist paintings?
No, forget it.
Okay. How are you on the liberation of the Netherlands in 1944?
Yeah, not bad, yeah.
But it didn't happen in 1944, so
didn't
it? But you know who kicked off World War One?
Yeah, no, he didn't kick it off.
He did kick it off.
No, he didn't personally kick it off.
He did kick it off.
He was murdered. That's what kicked it off.
Who is he? Who's Franz Ferdinand?
He was a prince in Austria, or a king in Austria or something.
And someone shot him.
Yeah, and that kicked off World War One.
And when he was shot and he recovered, he said...
No, he was shot dead.
So how did he start the war if he was dead?
And how did he start that band?
Well, great band.
Great band, yeah.
Anyway, the two things you've learned on this podcast is Adrian is a very good quizzer. Angela is the first name mentioned in Mambo number 5. And the song by ABC is not I Hear Violence, it's I Hear Violins. I'm pretty sure you're wrong on that now.
What does violence sound like?
I'll go out to Finglas on a Saturday night and you'll hear it in the local chipper. Hey, you! It's only the burgers getting battered in that place.
I saw, just finally, Samantha says, I saw Rednecks as part of the Lakeland sessions, and every song was Cotton Eye Joe or a remix of it. Like, what happens after Cotton Eye Joe? Rednecks. Like, what else did they ever do?
They had a few hits, didn't
they? No, they didn't.
Oh, did they not?
No.
How are these people still making a living off one song? Any of these people?
There's loads of people in this world robbing a living. I'm looking straight at you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Are we recording?
What do you mean, are we recording? Obviously, we're recording. You wouldn't be able to hear what we were saying if we didn't record it.
That's very true, because I want to take this time and opportunity, and thank you for giving me this platform, Adrian, to do so, to say thank you very much, because last month, our podcast figures are in, and 242,000, I'm not going to go into the other figures. No, the last three numbers.
The last three numbers?
We rounded off. Rounded off.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't only do 165.2 or whatever.
Yeah.
So just under 250,000 listens to our podcast in the month of, the previous month.
Yeah,
to this
June.
Month.
June was the previous month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, but if you're listening to this in October, people are going... Well,
no, but we recorded this on the 1st of July. So yesterday was June.
This episode was recorded in July.
Yeah.
And the figures came in. So with podcast figures, we get a printout from the place. It's all very complicated. I won't bore you with the details. But all you need to know is just under 250,000 listens to our podcast for the previous month, which I won't mention because it'll be very confusing if you're not listening to this.
No, the previous month was June.
Not if you're listening to this in August.
Yeah, but you can't say the previous month because the previous month in July could have had no listeners.
From what I can see, it's going that way. It's going that way.
Anyway, and yes, sincerely, thank you very much indeed. Sincerely, thank you very much indeed, all of you, for regularly listening to the Opinions Matter podcast, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Especially for the dog kicker. The dog kicker was on our podcast a couple of weeks ago.
He was, yeah.
And he made a little snide. I didn't hear what he said. He made a little snide remark when he was on with us. Philip Dwyer is his name, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, he only kicked a dog once.
What do we know of?
I know, it was only once. No, but calling the dog kicker would suggest that it's an ongoing thing.
Oh, I'm with you. It was one incident.
But Philip Dwyer was on the podcast a couple of episodes ago. You can find it on the Spotify channel. And he says something like, gosh, you have no listens. I get more listens than you have. Like, swinging dicks. Who has the bigger dick? Like,
that's what he said, yeah.
He didn't know. He didn't mention dicks.
No, he didn't. No.
I'm saying it was like men swinging dicks. It was like, you know, a sword fight with dicks.
I have more listeners than you have.
I have a bigger dick than you have. So there we go. Nearly a quarter of a million for the previous month. So thank you very much. And had I known that we had some great news, I would have worn proper clothes. I would have dressed.
Well, I was going to ask you that, believe
it or
not.
I would have dressed more formally for the occasion. So I do own formal wear.
Do you? But I was about to ask you, when you came in earlier on, yeah? Do you own just one pair of trousers?
That's a ridiculous thing to say, and the most I've been asked many ridiculous questions. No, but my life. So
I stand over my question.
No, it's a valid.
You always look the same every day. Like, do you have just one pair of trousers?
Now, let me explain something to you, Adrian.
Yeah, go on.
And to all of you, I own several pairs of trousers. I have a walk-in wardrobe.
A walk-in wardrobe.
A walk-in wardrobe.
A walk-in wardrobe.
Yeah. What part did I? I have a walk-in
you
wardrobe.
You live in a dog box of a house, and you've a walk-in wardrobe.
That's not fair.
Did you not convert that into?
That is not fair, and I want you to take that back.
What?
Dog boxes are much bigger than my house.
Well, that's true, actually.
Stop insulting dogs.
It's an insult to dogs.
Yes,
actually.
It is an insult. No, I have a walk-in wardrobe. Now, you have to climb up into the wardrobe, but you can walk into it. You can walk into it. Anyway, what's wrong? You're actually the second person to comment on my trousers. Say, what's wrong with my trousers? Now, obviously, this is an audio podcast, so, sorry, Martin just said, I wouldn't say Philip Dwyer can see his dick. Because of belly. Now, Martin, the man sitting to my left wouldn't be far off that.
What?
You haven't seen your dicks in Steely Dan in the charts.
That was only 6 months ago.
Steely Dan.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
I didn't even mention Steely Dan. You know, you're probably right, Martin. You're probably
anyway,
right.
Anyway, sorry, just back. Yeah, every day you...
You are the second person to comment on my trousers today.
Why do you think people say that?
So this came up this morning with some work colleagues of mine. So, yes, I did wear these trousers yesterday.
Yeah.
That is factually correct. Because this is an audio podcast, I'll explain to you what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a pair of blue linen trousers.
And they're hideous, but maybe that's why I noticed them.
And yes, I wore the same trousers yesterday. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your issue?
Well, like, do you not change your trousers?
What?
Do you not change your trousers?
No, that's an interesting question as well. I will wear my rules on trousers.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you wear those boxers yesterday?
No, absolutely not.
Have you ever worn a pair of underwear for more than one day?
Not by choice.
Yeah, I have a story about that. Yeah,
not by choice.
In a second. Yeah, okay. And in fact, you know what we'll do, guys? Men and women, be you male or female, you can get in on this as we record this live. Simply comment on our Facebook page, what's the maximum amount of days you've ever worn the same underwear? So if you'll pardon the pun, given the conversation, I'll comb clean.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
2 days.
2 days, yeah.
3 days.
Oh, three?
Yeah. What's 72? 72, 3 days?
Oh, that's 3 days, yeah.
So three, write that down.
That's disgusting.
So
we'll
talk about the circumstances in a moment. So I once wore the same underwear for 3 days.
Jesus.
For 3 days. So what is your maximum that you've... No, not by choice. It's out of necessity.
How could that...
We'll talk about it in a second.
Because, I'll tell you the circumstance that I wore the same underwear for 2 days, yeah?
Yeah.
Arrived at a hotel, staying a night in the hotel, and I hadn't packed any underwear, but I only discovered that I hadn't packed any underwear the next morning when I got up, yeah?
Yeah.
So I just kept the ones that I had on for the rest of the day until I got home that evening and then took them off. So it was a day and a half, maybe. But I
32 hours.
Something like
that.
So
you don't be my 72 hours.
But what I'm getting at is, yeah, had I been staying in the hotel for another night, I'd have gone out and bought a pair in the shop.
So my...
How did you end up wearing the same underwear for 3 days?
Were your underpants quite crusty after...
No, they weren't. No.
You see, I would have quite crusty underpants.
No crustiness, no.
So my deal with trousers, first of all, guys, is 3 days is the rule for trousers. I don't think you should wash trousers after 1 day.
So will you have them on again tomorrow?
Bloody right, I will.
Ew.
What?
Ah, that's mank.
Why?
That is mank, that is.
Why?
No, that, you're an absolute scruff.
Don't call me a scruff.
I just did.
3 days out of a pair of trousers, yeah. I think that's
disgusting.
What?
That's disgusting.
But there's no fluids.
What are you talking about?
But there's no discharge on my trousers.
What are you talking about?
There's no juice. There's no, like...
That is disgusting.
My trousers are not touching any intimate part of my body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't sweat in your legs or...
I don't have sweat. Who has sweaty legs?
Ah, everybody does.
No, I can't. I can't imagine anybody having sweat. You don't even have sweat glands on your legs.
Of course you do.
No, you don't.
Sweat glands everywhere.
Sorry, I did 45 minutes on the treadmill last night, yeah?
Yeah.
It wasn't a bead of sweat on my legs afterwards. You don't
obviously
sweat.
Obviously, weren't working out hard enough.
So you're going to claim you sweat through your toes. Have you ever met someone with a sweaty toe?
They may have had
no,
it.
No, you don't.
Anyway, sorry, 3 days. So I need to know the circumstances that you were wearing underwear for 3 days. Whatever about the trousers, underwear.
So, guys, I was doing the challenge across Europe with you.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the challenge where we were going to Moldova? And Adrian was racing one way and I was racing the other way. And we were racing against each other. And we just had a backpack. And I forgot, like you did, I forgot to pack underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who remember us doing, what station were we on? We did the race to Moldova? 104.
FM 104, yeah.
And as you remember, Adrian, we were literally going on the backs of trains, on the backs of lorries and stuff like that. We were travelling out of a backpack. And my girlfriend at the time, is now my wife, forgot to pack underwear because I let her pack my bag. And into the trip, 2 days into, I think I was in Toulouse, if you pardon the pun.
Okay, yeah, you were Toulouse,
I was in Toulouse, and I said, Jesus, these boxes are... Well, I pulled down my trousers to go to the toilet, and the stink in my boxes.
Jesus. Yeah.
They look like a tea towel you see in your granny's. Remember your granny used to have a tea towel in the kitchen? And it was manky.
No, stop, I can't get that thought out of my head.
You drop the tea towel on the ground and walk across the floor, and it's all... My boxes were literally welded onto me. And I said, oh God, I better change my underwear. And I went through the backpack, no underwear. So what do you do? So I said, I'll wait until I get to the next city. So the next city I was in was Brussels.
Toulouse to Brussels? That's an interesting journey.
I still won the race. What are you talking about?
Come on anyway.
I beat you. So I ended up in Brussels. And I don't know if any of you have ever been to Brussels, but it's very hard to find a shop that sells underwear in Brussels.
Well, there's no pennies.
Now, when I was in Brussels, I met a man 6 foot tall and full of muscles.
Oh, jeez.
What? No, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I was in Brussels.
Yeah.
And I met a man 6 foot tall, full of muscles. I said, bonjour, monsieur, because I speak French in Brussels. Voulez-vous? No. Où est le underwear shop?
Où est le underwear shop?
Yeah. And this man who was 6 foot tall and full of muscles.
Yeah. Where was he from?
Brussels.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And this man, 6 foot tall, full of muscles, goes, je m'appelle Claude. Je ne know where underwear shop is. Anyway, I couldn't find. Have you ever been to Brussels? There's no shops in Brussels. It's all these big government buildings. It's full of government buildings.
There is shops in Brussels.
No, there's not. Yes, well, there was. So I was walking around, and the only shop that I could find was a woman's lingerie shop called Le Petit Femme.
That's the little woman.
This is actually true, because he couldn't make that up. The shop is called, and those of you who've ever been to Brussels, it's quite near the EU Commission. I think Ursula von der Leyen buys her knickers there. She's still the head of the...
Yeah, she is.
Are you sure she is?
Possibly.
So obviously they had to open a shop there for Ursula von der Leyen to buy her knickers, because she's a woman. And there was a shop, look it up, you can Google it. There is a women's underwear shop.
Called Le
Petit Femme. Le Petit Femme.
Yeah.
Underwear. Just
underwear.
Yeah.
This is just they're little knickers now.
Yeah. So the only underwear, so I had a choice, guys, and it's kind of a Sophie's choice, isn't it really? It's a very difficult choice that I go the rest of the trip and I end up in Moldova with boxers that are 5 days old.
Ooh.
Now, yeah. And on that trip, it was the height of summer, there was a lot of seepage.
So go on, what did you do in Le Petit Femme?
Le Petit Femme.
Le Petit Femme.
Yeah.
What did you do there?
Rue de Jardin.
What?
That's the address. I remember the address. Rue de Jardin.
Yeah, go on anyway. Brussels. Did you buy women's knickers?
I put a pair of women's... No, not thongs or anything like that. You wouldn't catch Jeremy Dixon in a pair of thongs.
So what did you buy? Like the pink ones?
Yeah, the women's boxers. Now, they were XXL, because obviously women's sizes are... they don't make women's underwear to package the penis and scrotum area. because women don't have, although they do now. You can be a woman with a scrotum now.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
it's the thing. And I don't know if you've ever worn women's underwear.
I haven't.
I have someone that would say otherwise.
No, you don't. No.
Oh,
no,
I could pull them up as a witness. but it's women's underwear. They must be comfortable for women.
Obviously.
But for men, they just don't. They don't.
Do what needs to be done.
I had a swinging dick.
Ah.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, it was like Big Ben.
Anyway, this comes back to the story about, so that was your excuse for wearing underwear for 3 days.
So I bought a 3-pack of women's boxer briefs.
Okay.
In Le Petit Femme.
How do you remember the name of that shop?
Oh, you'll never forget where you bought your first pair of women's underwear. Rue de Jardin, Brussels. What country is Brussels in?
Belgium.
Is that where I was? I didn't even know what fucking country I was in. Just like, I'm in Brussels. And I spent 3 days wearing 3 pairs of women's boxers. And I tell you, girls, I don't envy you. They get stuck up the crack quite a bit. They're not built for men.
Now, Jessica wants to know why you wore women's knickers instead of going commando.
I couldn't go commando. That's one thing. Jess, you don't have a scrotum.
That we're aware of.
Yes, that we're aware of.
You can't be called Jessica and have a scrotum.
Okay, that will upset the far right. Adrian gone full lefty. Adrian just said, by the way, you should pull a clip of this and put it up on your Twitter page, whoever you are listening to this. Philip, if you're listening to this, Philip Dwyer,
yeah.
Pull the clip of Adrian saying you can be a woman and have a scrotum and send it to your listeners now.
No, I didn't say that.
Adrian's gone full woke.
I didn't actually say that. I said you can be called Jessica and have a scrotum. That's what I said.
Oh, sorry, hang on. Someone's on the phone.
Oh.
Graham, how are you? Graham Lennon, writer of...
Oh, Father Ted.
Father Ted.
As discussed in the previous episode.
He hasn't written anything in years, so... Hey, Graham, how are you? Yeah, he did say that, yeah. Yeah, I'll see you in fucking court. Okay, no problem. Okay, I'll tell him you asked for him. Okay, by the way, Graham, Father Ted's shite. Absolute shite. I could write better myself. So, the moral of the story is, if you had your choice between going commando or wearing women's underwear, which would you go for?
Yeah, I think I'd probably make the same choice, yeah.
But they're very, there's not a lot of, so men's underwear is, the fabric on it is built to absorb the moisture, if you will.
Okay.
But because women's sexual organs are internalized and not external.
Yeah, yeah.
Women don't really, I have to be very delicate saying this, women don't sweat in the vaginal area.
Do they not?
No, apparently not. So women's underwear doesn't need to be as soaked as men's is. Have you ever taken off a pair of boxers after running a marathon and you literally...
I've never run a marathon.
Clearly. You prefer Mars bars, don't you? Don't like marathons at all. So that is my story of wearing women's underwear for 3 days.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.